For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
A couple of musical items this weekend. Opening tonight, lots of openings, by the way. Amadeus over at Klein Hands Music Hall, a collaboration with the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra and Irish Classical Theater.
I saw the photos, great wigs. I like Amadeus. A fictionalized version of history, but enticing little thought about competitiveness. And, you know, we've all been Salieri, you know. And I think that that's the appeal of the piece.
I had a chance to sit down with two of the principals. Vincent O'Neill, their artistic director, is playing the role of Salieri, the one who supposedly murdered Mozart. And Fortunato Pesimenti is directing. And you can get to that on our podcast by going to WBFO.org. Now, the appeal of Pirates of Penzance is jolly good, rollicking fun, and some great patter songs. That's at the Riviera Theater, same time frame as Amadeus, Friday and Saturday at 8, Sunday afternoon at 2:30. Opera Lights is putting that on.
And Opera Lights is quite devoted to Gilbert and Sullivan. That is mostly what they do. They'll toss you a She Loves Me from time to time, but the core repertoire of the company is Gilbert and Sullivan. And we get surprisingly few opportunities to see Gilbert and Sullivan in this region.
And lots of folks are watching the story of Queen Victoria on our TV station, and you say Queen Victoria played favorites with G&S.
Well, she admired Arthur Sullivan, did not care much for Gilbert. She knighted one and not the other. And of course, now the big joke from Tom Stoppard's travesties. You've heard of Gilbert and Sullivan. Well, I know Gilbert, but not Sullivan. No, we never, ever think of one without the other.
And you won't have to, starting tonight at 8. Now, Steve, a one-word play, is at the Buffalo United Artists. That's at the Alleyway Theater. And this is a big deal, at 25th anniversary of BUA.
Yeah, does that seem incredible? They started in 1992 in January with A My Name is Alice. And along the way, I guess I did the production of Jeffrey, where I played Sterling. How many years in was that?
We're not going to do that math.
For friends who count, don't count. But I played the part. And the love interest in Jeffrey was a character named Steve. So Javier, looking for something for the 25th year, saw this play. Title popped out, Steve. It is perfect for a 25-year-old company. It is about a close group of friends who have reached middle age. And that moment in your life when you realize that a lot of things that you valued about your life are yester, that among them, the realization that your sexual attractiveness may now be irrelevant, and that old question about what's going to break up that old gang of ours, and, you know, all kinds of things happen as you approach middle age, people drift apart, or betrayals, or mortality. And that's what Steve is about. And in the mix of this also, a student of mine, I got to recommend a student for a role, Zachary Bellis, making his professional debut in the show as the young, the attractive Argentine waiter who enters as a decided complication in the lives of these characters. Steve, opening tonight at BUA.
Now, out at the Lancaster Opera House, they're putting on Dial M for Murder. I saw that on an old black and white TV once. What's this?
Oh, no, that's not the way to see it. Well, on the stage, of course, you can see it, but this is a 3D movie.
3D?
It was 3D. You saw it in black and white and on television. No, big Hitchcock 3D, one of the great 3D movies of all time.
You mean you went in there with a little green and red cellophane glasses?
Of course I did. I don't do things by half measure.
Well, how is it in 3D?
It was thrilling, that scene with the scissors where they just pop out, and it's a wonderful, wonderful thriller.
And that also opens tonight out at the Lancaster Opera House, Dial M for Murder. Hey, it's a real short run right next door at Shea's Performing Arts Center, 42nd Street.
Shuffle off to Buffalo, yeah. All those great tunes and all of that great choreography from a time when those show business cliches were not yet. Well, yeah, they already were cliches. Kids, you're going to go out there a chorus girl, but you're coming back a star. And the star with a busted ankle, I want you to be so good that I hate you. Yeah, 42nd Street this weekend at Shea's.
And also opening tonight, we mentioned it before, Raíces Theater is putting on Mariella in the Desert. And my true confession here, I got so confused when I first saw the title of this. I thought it was the same thing as Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, but
No. It's
obviously not.
No, not even remotely. No. Priscilla, Queen of the Desert was the movie they made into the musical about drag queens riding through the Australian outback on a bus named Priscilla.
And this is about a Mexican artist community down in
Yes.
And how it kind of implodes. So something completely different for Theater Talk, and I'm not confused about that.
On WBFO.
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.